Chairman, I want to thank you for calling this very important hearing. The revelations over the past week have been distressing to the nation. I am dismayed this ever occurred. It was a failure in the most basic tenets of command responsibility to take care of our troops. This is even more troubling because we had reason to believe that the Army had learned from the headlines on poor conditions, inadequate medical treatment, and bureaucratic delays for the wounded at Fort Stewart 3 years ago. You'll recall that Acting Secretary of the Army Les Brownlee immediately visited Fort Stewart and initiated remedial action within the Army. By 2004, hundreds of additional medical and administrative personnel had been mobilized and new regional centers established throughout the country to accommodate soldiers in medical holdover status. In 2006, my colleague Senator Graham, then chairman of the Subcommittee on Personnel, sought assurance from two of our witnesses today, Drs. Chu and Winkenwerder, that our government was doing everything possible to ensure that wounded, once they get off the battlefield with the best medicine known in the history of warfare, don't fall through the cracks. Today, I hope we will hear from Dr. Chu and Dr. Winkenwerder where we have failed. Our nation is blessed with a magnificent team of military and civilian doctors and nurses who care for our wounded. And I think it's very important that we recognize and support their efforts. At the same time, we must demand accountability for the failure to take appropriate actions and move aggressively to take corrective action. Senior Army leaders were defensive in the face of these revelations at Walter Reed and were quick to lay blame for these failures on non-commissioned officers. Frankly, I find that appalling. To the soldiers who spoke out and their families, you have our gratitude for your service and your courage. We should also be grateful to the Washington Post reporters who brought this to our attention. Mr. Chairman, there are more questions to be answered. Is Walter Reed just the tip of the iceberg? How many other Building 18s are in the Army and in the Navy and the Marine Corps and in the Air Force? What improvement projects at Walter Reed had a higher priority than basic life and safety improvements for wounded soldiers? What complaints were received by the Army and DOD inspectors general relative to conditions at Walter Reed, and what actions were taken? How did BRAC impact the decision leaders in the Army and at Walter Reed made with regard to outpatient facilities? We also have a responsibility to ensure that there's a future for our wounded that is better than the past. If legislation is necessary, we will pursue it. Systems and institutions must change. We utilize 21st century medical technology to save lives at a rate far greater than at any time in our nation's history. Yet Cold War processes to determine compensation and the ability to continue to serve. There have to be better ways to address the medical and disability evaluation systems for those who cannot continue on active duty due to their disabling conditions. And the Army leadership must continue to do what it has just begun, bring more resources to bear on helping wounded warriors and their families. They deserve nothing less. Secretary Gates has introduced welcome change to the Department of Defense. It's my sincere hope that through his leadership, we will build on the quality and strength in our system today, but we must make right the wrongs that our wounded have endured when what has occurred and ensure accountability at all levels, all levels. There's no more important responsibility than to act on our moral obligation as a nation to those who are willing to give their blood for its freedom. Let's be guided by the words of President George Washington in 1789, who said, "The willingness with which our young people are likely to serve in any war, no matter how justified, shall be directly proportional as to how they perceive the veterans of earlier wars were treated and appreciated by their country." Thank you, Mr. Chairman.